basin in the old bayou. Find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
Anyway, for our weekly Fishing and Hunting Show, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM Band 107.5 and AM 1240. And the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And, Rick, each Friday we're here because of these fine people.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, Quarter Tavern, and Home Run Pizza.
And if you want to give us a call, the number's 337-367-1240. You can listen to Kane Radio online at www.kane1240.com and anywhere in the world. And you can listen to Kane Radio. We stream it daily. And if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing, what's shaking, my man?
Tony, I talked to one of my old buddies last week. They was sitting at the pass fishing the reefs, waiting on the tide to turn. He said they only had four specks, but the day before, some guys they knew did very well, you know, on the outgoing tide, and they was just waiting on that to come through. And I didn't get a call back from them to see how they done, but apparently they probably did pretty good. Now, on the freshwater side, you're looking at the chart as well as I am.
Oh, yeah.
And, the basin's fixing to be where it's at, Tony. And this time next week, I mean, it'll be prime. Yes, sir. We took a trip last weekend. We did a little pan fishing. When I say pan fishing, Sockeye, Brim, and we caught a few because I knew the water was still up, you know, 12 and a half feet. But this weekend, it's probably going to be around 10 and a half, so you can catch a few bass and leading right into the bait of the day, Tony. I'll probably be throwing a spinner bait 95% of the time, and we'll cover that in a little while. But next weekend, I'm looking at it, Tony, it's going to be a little over 8, just below 9. So that's going to really start to turn on. So I'm looking forward to hitting the basin. I'm going to hit it Sunday and then definitely next weekend.
And, you know, first thing I thought about when I saw those numbers coming down over in Butte La Rose, I'm thinking, boy, the Iberia Rod and Gun Club could have really a nice rodeo for the fourth weekend.
Yes, sir,
which will be next weekend. Hopefully we can find Chad's listening in. We get somebody to come on and maybe, of course, they'll already be into fishing because I think it's going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they're going to take off Monday. So
yeah.
The people, all those that volunteer and all with Iberia Rod and Gun Club and its members can enjoy the fourth with their family.
Right.
That
well,
Monday.
Like Chad said, Tony, you know, we spoke to him a couple of years back about that. They had kind of changed the format. That way you got the Monday, you know, to clean your boat and get back, you know, get ready to go to work on Tuesday. So that's good to have. They moved it up instead of fishing Monday. They fished the Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And also, I think they have a new chairman this year. Brooks Amy, I think, is their new chairman and all. So hopefully that'll come to pass, and they have a great time out there. You know, they do a great job. And also, remind folks, they have the dinner, I believe, this coming week, too.
Yeah, for the Calcutta.
I think that's the 28th, which is a Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Out at the Lydia I want to say the veterans, one of the buildings out there on the Weeks Island Road. I have a little article about that later on in the show. But in the meantime, like you said, Rick, man, down below.
Fishing's to come around, Tom.
Yeah, we ride it up a little over 11 feet, and we're looking at getting below 9. That's hunky-dory. Starting to get into great territory there.
That's right in my wheelhouse, Tony.
Oh, I hear you, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you. So that's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people, too, with regards to.
Yeah, we didn't have that many boats last weekend at the landing. I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to tell you, this weekend and next weekend, you'll probably have to walk down the levee to be able to park if you don't get there early.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. We got a phone call here on the line here. Good morning. You're on Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good
morning, Mike.
Update. Good morning.
Yeah, y'all had y'all hog fight Wednesday night. Of course, in the heat, y'all all made it, huh?
Oh, it was hot.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yes, sir.
I bet.
Yep.
Anyway.
And Ben,
Go ahead.
Benoit does not have a tree that you can go under.
No. Boy, you're not kidding about that.
A lot of concrete and rock, huh, Mike? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Please. Anyway, Mike, why don't you tell us what transpired Wednesday evening?
Okay. The boat count was kind of down. We had 22. And first place was Brandon Sellers and Blaine Miller with three fish for 7.37 with $495. And second place was Ryan Latch and Robin Latch for 7.14, $297. And third was Braxton Westweber and Austin Terrio, 6.95, $198. And Brandon and Blaine had the big bass, too, a 3.19 worth 110. So, and the next one, July 6th, is again out of Benoit.
Benoit.
So.
Okay. Mike, with that, with the heat and all, what were y'all throwing basically at that particular time out there at Bayou Benoit? What kind of.
Most of them came on crankbaits like shad color and sinkholes.
Uh huh.
Something a little slow because that water's kind of warm.
Oh, yeah. No, so, you're not kidding. And 22 boats is still considering the heat and all and the weather y'all went through.
Some people's on vacation also.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that comes into play too, Mike. But 22 boats is still to get out to Bayou Benoit to fish and all during this. And I don't know if you heard us earlier that looks like the water's coming down finally in the basin. It's going to get below within the week, below 8 feet. So that's another good sign.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna turn on.
It's gonna turn on. That's right.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah. And anyway, 22 boats, some nice payouts. Big bass, you said, was a little over 3 pounds, I believe.
Yeah, 3.19.
Yeah. So a pretty good day considering everything and the heat and all. Yeah. And. We appreciate you giving us a call. So the next one's also, they voted, is also going to be at Benoit. Is that correct?
Benoit, yes, sir. Yeah. July 6th.
Okay. Right. I appreciate it, Mike. Have a safe weekend, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rick, so there you go, regards to the hog fights on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. So that's a little insight, Tony, that the water is starting to fall. See, I was out there last Sunday, and, you know, we caught some nice, I call them bull brim, chinkapin, and we caught a few sockeye. And you could tell the water was starting to move. You could look on the trees, and it fell about an inch. And so now, I mean, instead of an inch, it would be coming down pretty good. So I was there Sunday, and they came in Wednesday. So, yep, the fishing's fixing, like Mike said, it's fixing to turn on.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. So right now, as of this morning, it was 11.1. We're looking at the 27th, dropping below 11. Then it really starts to fall on the 1st of July, where we're looking at it gets under 10. It looks like around 9.75, somewhere in there. And then just slowly coming down for the 4th weekend. So you think about the good people out there at Quintana Landing and when you're seeing that waterfall.
I'm going to give myself a little reminder. Sunday will be the 26th. The 30th, your license is expired.
That's
when it's got to be.
Yeah, folks.
That's it. It's done. Yep, you got to have a new one.
And remember, it's not a June 30th to July 1st date anymore.
No.
It's when your license expires.
Year to year.
And it's from that day of purchase. In other words, you buy it today, June 24th.
Right.
Your license is going to be due in 23, June 24th.
Yeah.
Remember that. It's not anymore the 30th call out. So it's going to be the day of purchase. And that goes along with hunting licenses, too, and things of that nature.
Yes, so keep it the same, Tony. I'm going to try if I can. I'm looking at, what is that, next Thursday?
Next Thursday. Is the 30th. Yeah, July 1st is the 1st.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So just to say, but it's year to year now. It's not 30 to 30. You know?
That's right. And be sure to review those changes, you know, on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website for all the new information with regards to see the implemented changes, folks. I'm telling you, you need to pull it up. If you're unsure, look at it. I'm not saying we're 100% correct, but we're pretty close that regard.
With the hand lines and the nets.
That's
The cages. I mean, they've got a lot of – they've combined some licenses, Tony, and they've – you know, in other ones, you have to have a license, and it's just like you said, just go to the site and check it out.
Yeah, the streamlined, the new structure, the legislature made all those changes in that regard, and the new fee structure streamlines the old process, reducing the number of licenses required for hunters and anglers, and these changes will provide the agency with more stable source of revenue, which is crucial to our ability to provide the programs and services for the people of Louisiana. Details of the new fee structure, which were approved in the 2021 legislature, or in the website. You need to go in there, look it up, make sure about it, and it's important. And like I said, Rick.
I didn't say that. Be knowledgeable.
Oh, absolutely. So that's the key. And you need to we try to give you as much information as we can, but there's information that you need to, detailed information you look at, because even with the new regards,
new
with
stuff.
Crabbing on the side,
that's
you
right.
know,
yeah.
you need a $5 little fee to pay.
That's it.
To do your, and you take as many as 12 dozen crabs. That's a lot of 144 crabs.
And Tony, I tell you something else a lot of people don't know. Those crabs have to be a certain size.
That's right. Yeah.
So anyway, just check it out. You know, go check it out.
Yeah, you see, you see these commercial fishermen that throw these nets over for the pogies and all that. And you see them pull up those little 2-inch crabs.
Yeah.
You know, you just, man, throw them back.
Yeah.
You know, let them give a shot, man,
that's
to
it.
Survive.
Yes, sir.
And grow. That's going to be so important in the future for us here for the local fishermen. And, you know, Rick, like you said, saltwater fishing, they got the big rodeo. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, too. But hopefully with the water coming down in the basin, that's going to, you know, it's going to get it hot. And
yeah,
we've been waiting a long time. I'm trying to remember when it was going to be 8 foot and in that vicinity. It's
apparently
been a while.
Tony, the rainfall is catching up now. We're way behind. I heard the locals say that weather guys, meteorologists, I'll get it right in a minute, saying that we were like a foot behind in the last couple of months. We were, you know, on par, but now we're behind. So apparently in the Midwest up north, you know, because there you go again, the Ole Miss, she drains a lot of water.
Oh yeah.
So apparently the rain is starting to slow down up there. And when I seen the projection, I said, "Oh, it's gonna start falling," you know.
Okay.
Because sooner or later, I knew it was coming. Because we need some rain, Tony. You know, just to say it. But now that you see the way this water's dropping, that tells you it's starting to come down.
Oh, you're right about that. Anyway, you know, the Rick, I've been digging all over the place, looking at the leaderboards and the CCA Louisiana website. I can't find where anybody.
They're still not catching a lot?
Well, not only not catching a lot, they're catching fish.
Right.
But the kicker is I can't
see. Not the right fish.
I can't see where the tagged redfish has been caught. And
right.
if it has happened, I'm ignorant of it. I can't find it anywhere. And I've Googled all over the place.
Apparently
and,
not, Tony.
Trying to find it on the website and all. I mean,
yeah.
Some of the other results, you know, people, you can, if you don't want a boat, you can fish from the bank. You can go out maybe to the Sycamore Point State Park, man,
and places, Tony. Burns Point.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, this guy John Lutard at the Grand Isle Marina, he caught a speckled trout that weighed 5.35 pounds.
Yeah,
that's a big speck.
Now, Tony, right underneath the, I call it the. I know it's not a causeway, but right underneath the highway, where all the lights are. Oh, they catch. How they say that? Buku specks at night.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's much cooler at night. You know.
You're right about that.
Yep.
Anyway, in the kayak division locally, I'm just giving local. I'm not going to go through the four divisions. You know, you have an east division, a southeast division, a southwest, and a west. We're in the southwest.
Yep.
And in that area, in the kayak, people fishing from kayak, Scotty Broussard pulled in a speckled trout. He weighed in at Dago's at 3.20 pounds.
That's a nice speck, Tony.
Yeah, and we'll talk about kayak fishing in a little bit. Olivia Cunningham also, she landed one at Don's Boat Landing. She was in first place for a while, 1.85, so they're out there. Meanwhile, in the Cobia, Nicholas Begno weighed in a 65.4 Cobia pound.
That's still eating the board.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be tough to boat pass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Pierce Boffey, also at Don's Boat Landing, landed a 50.45-pound fish in that regard. Looks like we got another phone call on the line. Let's check and see who's on the line.
All right.
You on the line with the Fishing and Hunting Show?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you know that I did watch an article where two tag redfish were caught in Fouchon. One was caught in Grand Chenier, and one was caught in Big Lake, all by unregistered.
Wow. Well, that's why it's not making the headlines.
Yeah, you're right. That's why they've caught the redfish, but they didn't join the tournament, is what you're telling me, and not a member of the CCA, correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They missed out on a brand new 2023 Chevy Silverado. The first prize, the second prize is a travel trailer.
That's right.
And in the third, fourth, and fifth prize are Nautic Stars, and I think the rest of them are Pro Drive.
Yeah, that's some 150 Mercury's. You're right. You think they're kicking themselves, bro?
Oh, absolutely. Also, they did have one blue tag that was called. Blue tag is a new division this year.
All right.
If you catch a blue tag, it's a year free of Michelob Ultra beer.
Oh, really?
Man.
Oh, wow. Did not know that. Wow. Did not know that.
So they wasn't registered either?
They were not registered either, no, sir.
Man.
Oh, wow. Boy, you got to be kicking yourself in the pants, that regard. But over in the Fouchon area, where else was the tag?
Big Lake.
Big Lake?
Yeah.
Two Fouchon, one in Big Lake, and one in Grand Chenier, Pecan Island area.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
couldn't. Sir. That's why I couldn't, I guess, you know, because they're not registered, even though the fish has been caught.
They're not going to give
them. They're not going to give them anything because you're not a member and you didn't register for the tournament.
That's it.
Yes, sir. They made a post on the CCA Star website.
Okay.
Excuse me, CCA Star Facebook page.
I see. Okay. Yeah, the website doesn't have it at all. Yeah. And that's where I'm getting these results from the Southwest Division.
Okay, sir. But, man, appreciate
you
calling in.
Thank you for your phone call and keep us updated on that. Really appreciate it.
Another thing I wanted to let those saltwater fishermen, Rockefeller and Marsh Island are now WMAs.
All right.
It's a little confusing. You have to buy a permit and you have to check in and check out, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
With the big holiday weekend.
Especially with the Iberia Rod and Gun Club, a lot of those fishermen are going to be out that area too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
and if I'm understanding correctly, also if you're just passing through, going to the Gulf, you don't have to check in and check out. But as long as you stop, just even for a second, you have to check in and check out and receive your permit also.
Oh wow. Okay. Good point.
Yes, sir.
And when you're talking about going through, you're talking about going through Marsh Island to the other side.
Going through Marsh Island, going through Bayou Blanc, Oyster Lake, anything like that.
Okay.
If you're just passing through, you don't have to check in and check out.
Okay.
And I did hear a rumor. I'm not sure if it's true or not. They will be putting a box at the Quintana Marina and at the Bird Island Chute to get your permits.
Oh, wow.
So,
good point.
Yep. Or check in and check out. So
okay.
There's something to look into.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We will do that. Hopefully next week we'll have some information on that. Thank you for your time and your information. All right?
No problem. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you. Interesting, Rick,
nice
about
call.
All that.
Well, no wonder we're not hearing. I mean, Tony, if they don't, like you said, not that they're not, they're not participating in that tournament, but they caught the fish, but
they're
not registered, so they're not going to say, they caught fish, but they, the tag fish, but they wasn't registered.
Yeah, you got to be
That was six fish, he said?
Yeah, it was a few, at least three, Big Lake along with Fouchon and over on the other side of Pecan Island.
And then the adult beverages, they let all that get away.
Woo! Anyway.
How you say that, Tony? Keo.
Yeah, Keo. He's right. He's a fisherman, too. Anyway, talking about the bank fishing with John Letard, catching that speck.
Yeah.
In the kayaker division, Scotty Broussard leads right now in our area. So, and that's going to be a nice prize he'll win. Nicholas Begno with the big cobia. Pierce Buffy with another nice cobia lemon fish. Donald Romero, red snapper, Dagos, 23.67 pounds. He's on the, I think he's number two man, but in the red snapper area. In the Southwest Division, Trey Case got a speckled trout. He landed at Gulfway Sporting Goods. That's out of Kaplan.
Uh-huh.
4.8 pounds.
That's
wow.
Nice.
Second place, Logan Touchette. On Pecan Island Store, 3.97 pounds. And Sean Day, who held that first spot for a few weeks, he loaded up at Dago's at 3.66 pounds. Oh, all speckled trout.
Okay.
In the mangrove snapper, Gary Trahan, in our area, might be Trahan, but at Don's Boat Landing, he had a 14.05 mangrove snapper. And if you've ever eaten a grilled mangrove snapper, that's a good eating fish.
Yeah,
I've had them, and it's a great eating fish, too.
Yes.
Grilled.
Right.
In the youth division, speckled trout and sheephead, they've got four registered in the speckled trout and one in the sheephead. And the reason I say that, you got to register and catch a fish so you have a chance at that 15-foot well craft, and with the, I think, small 15 horsepower motor on the back.
Okay, now, Tony, a question.
Yes.
And I got a feeling I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Now, we've got five or six fish that have been caught, so will they cut those tags off and release those fish?
Oh, good question.
Or will they leave them tagged and release them?
I think they'll cut the tags. You know,
and
the fish.
Release them.
That's my guesstimate. You know, because the fish have been caught.
Right.
Even though
I think you're right.
They weren't. That seems fair.
That's pretty much what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because that way you're fair to your sponsor.
Yeah. If somebody knows differently, we'd appreciate another phone call.
Right. Because like he said, it had two Nordic Stars with 150 Mercs. I mean, that's some nice rigs, dude. And they had two fish with those numbers on them.
That's right.
And you know. Tag
redfish.
Just a thought, but yeah, you're probably right.
Anyway, we're going to end it. Before we go to our first break, the Louisiana Private Recreational Red Snapper landing estimates, and these are through June the 12th. And right now, of course, it began on the 27th. Right now, the real-time landing data collection program indicates 192,000 pounds, or right at a fourth of our catchings are in at 24% of the annual allocation of 809,000 pounds, which was cut by almost 7,000 pounds due to the overfishing we had in the tail end of the year last year. So anyway, for more information on the Red Snapper season detail, you can go to the Louisiana website and look it up. But also want to remind charter captains and crew that they're not allowed to keep the limit of Red Snapper on either the state or the federal charter trip. So remind you people about that. And also, the recreational offshore landing permit is required to possess tunas, billfish, swordfish, amberjacks, groupers, snappers, hinds, cobia, wahoo, and dolphin fish in Louisiana ward. And of course, the permit's free, but you got to get one in that regard. So,
yes, sir.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dawes Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dawes Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there this Thursday for Southern Jack Productions. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget, Quarter Tavern now serving fresh fruit margaritas and daiquiris.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. And you know, Rick, we talked about it just for a moment. The new regulations headline the Outdoor News and explanations involving the wildlife and fisheries regulations. Man, they're changing. It seems like every week you hear about something going on.
Yep.
And now the department is tackling access questions to the handful of shooting ranges and educational facilities and wildlife management areas, refuge and conservation areas and all. But to access and to be legal, all visitors to these areas must have one of these licenses or permits. And like he called in just now, the wildlife management area access permit, the sportsman's paradise license, a lifetime hunting and or fishing license or senior license. The exemption is for 17 or younger. And beginning July 1st, anyone visiting the Louisiana Department of Wildlife Shooting Range and or educational facilities need to complete and retain a self-clearing permit. And agency managers said there are three ways to check in and check out of these places and advise using the agency's web portal for self-clearing app, which can be loaded onto a cell phone. So you need to get into that website and look at all that information, folks. I realize you're going, man, look at all we got to do this. I got to do that. Folks, you need to do it. Those agents are going to hand out tickets, and you surely don't want to have to pay a nice three-figure ticket in that regard.
Man, also, that would be cheap, Tony.
You're right about that. So just take a few moments to look it up and read it and make sure you're accurate. I can't reiterate again and again, you need to check into all those because some of those regulations the legislature passed.
Yep.
You need to stay on top of that, folks. Anyway, beginning June 27th, several Mondays thereafter, workers from the state motor vehicles and revenue departments will be at state headquarters to handle vessel and boat registration, trailer registration, and pay any taxes that might be. And also remember, folks, when you go ahead, one thing you can do when renewing your license and getting your new license is to give the statewide Hunters for the Hungry program contributions. Just check that off, man. Contributions help defray the cost of getting venison and fish to the needy statewide. It's just a great cause. You need to go ahead and do that. And in that regard, elsewhere in the Go Fish, you know, that's despite the excessive heat, no explanation, you know, for the uptick in the action. It appears the sock layer providing the hottest action, Rick, around the state. And you know that you found that out last week, you know, or when you went out there.
Oh, yeah.
And tube and solid body jigs, the color varies by the watercolor and forager species, along with the shiners are providing the incentives for the strikes. And I stand corrected on that, Rick?
Is that accurate? That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, and there are two patterns, early morning action in the shallow places in the South Louisiana lakes, bayous, and rivers, and at depths in the reservoirs where deep drops and spider rigs are working. So, Rick, fish kills. Have you heard anything or seen anything with fish kills around the state?
No. Now, this weekend, you know, it's going to, I call it the big flush is coming because, excuse me, the basin's dropping. And but last weekend, like I said, Tony, it just dropped very little while we were out there. But we should have asked Mike, but I don't think that's going to be a problem right now, Tony, you know, with the water moving. Now, unless a week or two from now, from the backwater, you know, to the it drains up to the front to where you can see coming out all of your drains. They may have had some fish kills way back in the woods, but I haven't seen any.
Yeah, well, anyway, we'll see. Hadn't heard anything either in that regard or any news articles about that. But because of the heat, there's a lot of fear about that right now with the hypoxia, you know, with the elimination of the oxygen in the water.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to reiterate again to the Iberia Rod and Gun Club's big rodeo for the big holiday is coming up where they're going to have it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're going to have it off Monday, so you'll be able to start fishing at 12:01. That's Friday night or Friday morning, I should say, Thursday night. And they're looking for a lot of activities to go on out there at Quintana Landing if you want to go out there and enjoy some of the fun with entertainment and food and that nature, so adult beverages and soft drinks and all. It's a great day. Great. These people do a lot with donations into the area, and the money comes back. So, and the volunteerism, if you want to help or whatever, Brooks Amy, the new chairman of the rodeo. And first things first is a free angler's supper is scheduled for the 28th from 6:30 to 9 at the Lydia American Legion Hall.
There you go.
Think of that earlier.
Yeah.
And Amy emphasized it's the only time the Calcutta tickets will be sold for the 69th Iberia Rod and Gun Club Saltwater Fishing Rodeo. So a lot going on. Corey LeBlanc going to go ahead and prepare the meal, crawfish fettuccine and French bread and salad. And what a great time. So you people fishing that rodeo, get out there and enjoy. Boy, Rick, I saw this article. I got two little quick articles about a Florida man was kayak fishing, and was fishing down in the Central America area, I think around Panama. He pulled in a 600-pound black marlin on a kayak. And he took him only 45 minutes to land that fish. That's what's unbelievable.
Yeah,
and the first thing that came to my mind was Ernest Hemingway's Old Man in the Sea, where he caught that big fish, and the sharks ended up eating it up by the time he got back to shore. And this guy who was monitoring this catch by over off of Panama, Scott Mulcher was the name of the guy from Florida. It was his seventh trip to that area to fish, and 600-pound marlin, I mean, on a kayak. And the other guy said that he landed a marlin back 5 years ago, 4 years ago. It took him 5 hours, and the fish towed him 12 miles.
Yeah.
So it took this guy, unbelievably, only 45 minutes. And he had another incredible catch later where he almost beat a world record by catching a cobra snapper that was said to beat the world record by 4 inches. But, wow, just unbelievable, 600-pound marlin with on a kayak. Of course, they don't mention how big his kayak was. They can be pretty big now.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of investment there. Anyway, a giant stingray, maybe the largest freshwater fish ever caught over in Cambodia. This guy pulled in a 600 pounds, looks like is the limit today. 661-pound stingray was caught June 13th by a 42-year-old fisherman who was fishing out in the Mekong area over in Cambodia, the Mekong River. And this 9-foot giant fish, that's just unbelievable that a stingray freshwater ever caught that big, Rick.
It did that big.
And they got a picture of it here. The people on Channel 1 can't see it, but you can see it right there. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some big stingrays, but I've never seen them.
Not like that. 9-foot in circumference? Man, that's a...
And then over in that area, there was a giant catfish caught, too, that weighed 646 pounds.
Yeah.
And heaviest freshwater fish ever caught, according to the Guinness World Records. So that part of the world down there in the Southeast Asia, just a lot of huge fish in that regard. Wow. They're just unbelievable.
Yep.
Anyway, the tides for today, the Friday, the 24th of June, the sun rose at 6:09. It's going to set at 8:12. Of course, we're in the summer equinox now. It was the 21st, so we're into summer now with the heat, and we'll have that till the first day of fall sometime in September 21st, 22nd.
Yeah.
Any first high tide today was at 3:49 this morning. The next high tide, 11:46 later on this morning. First low tide would be at 9:23. The next low tide at 8:06 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th. Sun's going to rise at 6:09, set it at 8:12. High and low tide chart, there'll only be a high tide of 4:42 in the morning. That's Saturday morning, Friday night. Low tide, 8:33 p.m. Saturday evening. On Sunday, the elsewhere, the sun's going to rise at 6:09, set at 8:12 in the high and low tide chart. Just about the same with 4 o'clock in the morning and 8:30 at night. Average water temperature, Rick, catch this, 88 degrees out there in Southwest Pass, Vermilion Bay. So, wow, pretty warm out there in the old bay, Rick. Cold, wow.
That bay is shallow and heats up.
Boy, you're not kidding about that. Anyway, Rick, we wouldn't be here if we tried if it wasn't for these fine people.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern, and Home Run Pizza.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.